This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome back to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
So Bob Zanotti is our staff announcer, so you hear his dulcet tones introducing and closing the show. And he comes on as an occasional guest. He's somebody I've known for a couple of hundred years now, I think. We first got together in the 60s when he was doing a college radio broadcast that covered the paranormal, and I was one of the people who'd go on it. Reason I got into radio. But he interviewed Billy Meyer years ago and helped him with his English. Make an opinion on Meyer's case, because we all think it's a big fake. But if you want to hear him, if you're a member of the Paracast Plus, you can actually hear this interview. That might be worth listening to.
Okay. Billy unfriended me on Facebook, so I guess he doesn't like my position in ufology and my views. He literally unfriended me. I don't know what upset him, but something did.
We would never even think of friending him, because we had Michael Horn, his American agent, come on the show a couple of times, and that was a job and a half because you had to spend so many hours debunking all that nonsense. Anyway, back to Paula Harris. let's get back to Paula Harris. So Paula Harris comes in the Paracast the one and only time, and she apparently had said that Billy Meyer is a real deal, and we challenged her on that, and the conversation didn't end well. Okay, so I have problems with Paula that way. And then, of course, we have the book she did with Jacques Vallée, the Trinity book. And we did an interview with Jacques a year or two back. I think Kurt Collins was the co-host of that, right, Tim?
Yeah, that's correct.
Okay, and that book has problems. And I don't know whether it's because of Ms. Harris's contribution to the book or Jacques got moved in the wrong direction, but so much for Paula Harris.
You know, Jacques is usually, I mean, Jacques is a hero for me. I mean, he's usually wonderful, you know. But yeah. I've heard a lot of my colleagues have had problems with Trinity. I have not read it myself yet. I have a copy sitting here, a signed copy yet, but I have not had a chance to read it yet.
What bothers me here is that there have been some very pointed, detailed criticisms of the book and the theories that are presented within it, but Jacques only has done some half-hearted efforts at a defense. And when we wrote Paula, and frankly, we had been reasonably cordial towards one another after that episode on the Paracast, I asked her, can possibly you and or Jacques come on the show to talk further about it after our initial appearance? And she said no, because the nature of the discussions have become too contentious, shall we say. She wouldn't do it, and they weren't going to be doing any rebuttals or anything or any appearances. Mm. So we had Jacques on that one time for half a show, and that's as far as we went. But I really worry about that, and I worry more about Paula than Jacques. We've interviewed him on the Paracast before. I first met him back in the 1960s, shows you how old I am. Cool. And, you know, we've accepted a lot of the work he's done as being first rate, very innovative. He's also a computer pioneer, as we know, in the early days of the Internet. So
he kind of helped invent the Internet. The military ARPANET was his baby, or he was definitely had his hands all over that, you know.
So every time we communicate online, if we have a problem, it's Jacques' fault.
We can blame Jacques. We blame our moms or Jacques. One or the other, right? You know.
I'm not going to blame my mom. She did the best she could. I mean, she wasn't a good cook, but she made great mashed potatoes.
Ooh.
Okay, which is pretty good by itself, you know. And my father was a character. In a sense, I thought of him when I looked at the character Jackie Gleason played on TV, The Honeymooners. He played a bus driver. Mm. Okay, kind of a, you know, heavy set guy. Sure. And my father was a heavyset guy. He got less heavyset as he got older. He learned to control his weight. And he was a bus driver before he finally, because it was affecting his kidneys the way the buses shake, especially on New York streets, he finally took a couple of civil service tests and became a supervisor. So I blame my father and I blame my mother for being pretty decent people. But my brother Wally, unfortunately, got me involved in UFO game.
Yeah, see, he's the one that you can blame. And so it's for you, it's your brother and Jock. And for me, it's my mom and Jock. And I love my mom so much. I mean, I got her photo sitting here in front of my computer, for God's sakes, you know. I mean, I have my wife's photo, too. But, you know, she definitely was an important person to me. I love my mom very, very much. I'm proud of my mom. And Jacques Vallée, I mean, the sun kind of rises and sets with Jacques with me. You know, I love the way he looks at the phenomena. I love the way that, you know, he's open to other things other than the, you know, the extraterrestrial hypothesis. You know, I tend to lean more towards the interdimensional origin, although I think that's kind of a buffet. I think that we're getting a bunch of stuff. You know, I mean, some of it may be us from the future, which is a Vallée hypothesis. So, love, Jock. I don't know about Trinity. I know Paola. She is a friend. I'm not going to badmouth anybody, but I have heard a lot of angry voices raised about that book, and that due diligence wasn't taken as far as vetting some of the witnesses, I guess, was the big problem.
That's unfortunate. Yeah. Yes, it is, because you're dealing also with a case that's very old, so the people who witnessed it originally are no longer around, unless they are hundreds of years old or something. So it is very difficult. It's like Roswell. With the Roswell case, everybody's gone. You've got to depend on the memories and written items from the alleged witnesses. You have a bunch of people who claim to be involved who were not, and that's things that Kevin Randall and Don Schmidt and all the other investigators have discovered. You also have the problem there where the first indications that something happened occurred 30 years later after the fact. And so people had to go through this generation and a half experience and then remember what happened then with all the cultural influences. And I don't think we'll ever get a real story about Roswell unless there is a genuine spaceship somewhere, Area 51, wherever it is, you know, like the movie Independence Day. You know, like the movie Independence Day, that's where it is. But whatever it is, I don't think we'll ever find it. And it's almost the same thing in terms of what your mom told you. But the other thing I wanted to get into, because we're just getting into nearly half the show. Boy, time flies when you're having fun, I'll tell you. I wanted to ask you, Earl, experiencer, what kind of experiences have you had?
Ooh. Well, that's the second half, probably. I never had an experience until I actually became a field investigator. I don't know if that flipped a switch of some sort. Maybe it was just sitting there waiting for me. I don't know. But after I became a MUFON field investigator, and I'll tell you, I was very nuts and bolts about the phenomenon. I mean, that was the way that I was taught, the way I was mentored. And again, MUFON's creed, the scientific study of UFOs for the benefit of humanity, which is a good creed. I mean, it's my personal creed, too. But, you know, you want to be as scientific as possible about stuff. But I did have an experience shortly after I became a field investigator. I didn't expect it to happen. We can go into that if you want. I always wind up talking about, I go on these shows, you know, I tell my origin story and then we talk about my contact story. And I have 1,002 cases that I've closed, and some of them are much better than my own story.
We'll do a pause that refreshes here for a moment, and then we'll get into your experience, and then we'll go on with other stuff. Earl Grey, Tim Swartz, Gene Steinberg, you're in
the Paracast.
Hey, listeners. I want you to have the entire Paracast experience. So I'd like to tell you about After the Paracast. After the Paracast is an exclusive feature for subscribers to the Paracast Plus. With After the Paracast, you never know what's going to happen next. After the Paracast features color commentary, special interviews, and further conversations with Paracast guests. With Paracast Plus, you can download a very special enhanced version of the Paracast also. We do offer exclusive music, videos, and more features are coming. To get more info about subscribing, please visit theparacast.plus. Once again, theparacast.plus. Prices are just $1.50 a week, less than a cup of coffee at your local convenience store. Check out theparacast.plus to learn more about Paracast Plus.
It's obvious the unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
Earl Grey, when I think of your name, one of the people in our forum said, he's involved with tea.
Ha, ha, ha. I've never heard that joke before.
And after this, you will never want to hear it again. I promise you. Earl Grey Anderson, tell us, What happened to you?
Oh, goodness. Well, you could watch my two Ancient Aliens episodes. I had to talk to my wife. It's like, do you mind if I share about our weird week? It's like, oh, God. And I mean, yeah, I'm not, you know, alone in this, you know, my wife was involved too. And she's not like, I mean, she knows UFOs are real. She knows that contact is real because she experienced it as well. But that's my deal, you know, she's still out there, you know, she works at Warner Brothers in the royalties department, has for a long time, another musician in Los Angeles, like myself. That's how I met her. After talking it over, she decided that, you might as well let the whole cat out of the bag, go for it. And so I did. So when I became a field investigator, again, I was kind of nuts and bolts about it. But I heard about the CE5 thing, where you could make contact. And I'd never seen a UFO. I'd never had any other than my mom's stories. I didn't have any proof that there was anything out there or down here or up there. So I did try the CE5 thing. I went into a meditative state. I used to do meditation when I was younger. It was easy to pick up again. I should do it more. For about 2 weeks, I would meditate until I felt like I was in that zone. You know, I could feel what they call the cord of life, you know, where you feel like there's this cord from the top of your head that's going way up into the universe. And that's sort of your sign that you're in this zone, elevating your frequency, or however you want to put it. So I tried that, and the message I sent out was kind of naive and stupid. I said, I want to meet you. I want to see a UFO, but that's not good enough. I want to actually meet whoever is piloting these things. I want contact. If you want to abduct me, that's fine. You can have my DNA. If that's the price of a ticket, go for it. You know, I mean, when I was a little, you know, 4-year-old, I was outside waving and singing to the space people. Well, here I am, you know, old man, boomer, you know, at age 65 this year, and I'm doing the same thing, waving and singing to the space people. And I'm telling them, you know, I want to meet you. Go ahead and you can have my DNA if you want it. Just none of that probing stuff, okay? You know,
speaking of being a baby boomer. You're basically saying to E.T., if you want it, here it is, come and get it.
Badfinger song. You are a Beatles fan.
But you better hurry because it may not last. Well, it's a Paul McCartney song.
And, beautiful song.
But the story of Badfinger itself, we can talk about another time. It was so sad.
Depressing. Oh. I'm friends with Tony Kaye, who wound up producing and actually playing with him for a bit. He was from the band Yes originally, and yeah, it's a very sad story, Badfinger. They were treated badly by their management. But anyway, we're getting off into the... So, I tried this for a couple of weeks, the CE5 thing, right? And I really didn't expect it to work. In the back of my mind, I was hoping to be, you know, the Tall Whites or Valiant Thor, you know, some humanoid that was going to take me on a tour of the universe and give me the answer of life, right? Old hippie type here. And so it was about midnight, and I finished up a case for MUFON. It was pretty silly. It was just, you know, somebody saw a Mylar party balloon and thought it was a UFO. And it's like, I was feeling my oats at this point. It was, you know, I was maybe 20, 30 cases in for MUFON. And so I closed up my tablet and I was going upstairs feeling my oats. You know, yeah, as a balloon. You know, we'll show the guy where he can buy one exactly like it at Amazon and I'm going to go to sleep. Very sweet. I'll tell you, you know, if I tell somebody they saw a balloon, I'm really sweet about it. And I tell them, you know, keep on looking. California is a hot spot. You know, this time it was not a UFO, but maybe next time it will be. I go upstairs. My wife was already asleep. We lived in Burbank, California, on the Chandler Bank bike path. If anybody is familiar with the Burbank area, it's certainly not rural. It's the city. It's actually what Hollywood used to be is what Burbank is now. Very peopled. You can't really fly a spaceship there and not be seen. So I went upstairs to our little loft bedroom, and my wife was asleep. You know, she was turned over on her side, and I put a bunch of pillows behind my back. And I was just kind of shuffling the pillows there, and I laid back. I was fully awake. And our room started filling with this blue light. It was very calming. I'm a scientifically minded person. I always am the person who's trying to look for the prosaic explanation for anything. You know, I grew up reading Carl Sagan, like a lot of people did. You know, extraordinary claims. You know, they require extraordinary evidence. So I really didn't have a propensity for the experience or phenomena to just happen. But lo and behold, it did. It happened for me. And I felt we had a cricket problem in our rafters. It was an old house. Usually it had the cricket concerto going on, and it was very, very quiet, unnaturally quiet. It was almost like somebody had taken cotton balls and covered our house in them. You couldn't hear traffic sounds. You couldn't hear any external noise. And Burbank, you know, even at midnight, you're going to hear stuff. You're going to hear a police siren. You're going to hear something. But I wasn't even questioning it. This is a scientifically minded guy. And I'm not questioning how everything became quiet, how the room is becoming bright with this light. But I'm just kind of leaning back on the pillows in a semi-recumbent position. You know, I sort of like you get with a lazy boy, you know. I wasn't sitting straight up, but I was sort of halfway. I had hip problems, and, you know, that was the most comfortable way to fall asleep for me. But I was awake, and I noticed this light that was where our TV set is. And it was this spinning light. It was going counterclockwise, if I remember correctly. It was spinning around in the same direction, almost like a vortex or something. Sometimes I think of it as like a little galaxy in our room, like somebody put a spiral galaxy and gave it a little spin, you know, a Wheel of Fortune time. But again, I'm not questioning it. The best I can put it is that I felt like I had gone into a hypnagogic state.
Hey, before we go into any other states, you know, from California to Nevada or something.
Break.
Right on.
I know, Earl, you guys.
With Earl, Gene, and Tim, you're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA News Update. Anticipated holiday spending is poised to reach unprecedented heights this year. According to the National Retail Federation, holiday sales in November and December are projected to reach around $960 billion or higher. The NRF attributes this to the fact that most Americans' household finances remain in good shape, resulting in an expected growth rate of 3-4% over 2022. This holiday spending forecast aligns with pre-COVID-19 pandemic average annual increase of 3.6%. This weekend is leading to a dangerous time to drive.
As daylight saving time ends this weekend, AAA urges motorists to exercise caution while traveling. Clocks will be set back 1 hour at 2 a.m. on Sunday in most states, leading to fewer daylight hours. AAA warns that drivers will encounter sun glare during their Monday morning commute. I'm John Schaefer.
I'm Skip Kelly, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Hi, this is Bryce Abel. I'm the producer of Dark Skies, the co-author of AD After Disclosure, and you are listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
I should point out, Earl Grey Anderson, that Tim Swartz boasts, since we're dealing with Hollywood people here, 28 and a half horses.
Well, that's quite good. And welcome to the Paracast.
I only have a couple.
No, that was great.
We'll have to use that. I don't do any imitations, Bond, James Bond. I do no imitations. I didn't want to do that one. I could do my Boris Karloff later on, but I actually had one interaction online with Sarah Karloff. I think she's still alive. That's Boris Karloff's one and only daughter. Speaking of which, isn't that nice? Anyway, let's continue with what's been happening with you.
Well, I left you guys with a little galaxy spinning around in front of my bed. And I don't know, it wasn't that little at this point. It was maybe 7 feet across. And yet I'm not questioning it. You know, I'm like the guy that took the astronomy classes in college and, you know, I had the backyard telescope and all that. So, but for whatever reason, I wasn't questioning anything that was happening. I felt very calm and peaceful. And I realized that I couldn't move my hands or my feet or anything. I could move my eyes. So suddenly I was rendered quadriplegic. And that's maybe when I first started feeling like, I'm an old nurse, you know, 40 years retired. You know, I used to take care of ventilator dependent, you know, quadriplegics. That was my forte, you know, when I had a day job. And here I am, I can't move. And I, you know, it's not like I broke my neck. I mean, there was no way to explain it. I was fully awake. It wasn't sleep paralysis. That happens when you wake up and your body still hasn't realized that it's awake. No, it's, you know, it was nothing to compare it to. it was as though somebody had taken creamer and poured it into the center of a cup of coffee. This spinning thing in our room opened up. Now it was this white light, and there was no detail. I didn't see the inside of a spaceship. I didn't see a landscape. It was really kind of abstract. It was just white light, and I could see these diminutive figures that were just, they were so far away that they just looked like black silhouettes coming towards me. They didn't walk. They were drawn towards me, almost like they were on ice skates and somebody was pulling them up. And the next thing I knew, I was not alone in our room. My wife was still asleep, but I wasn't noticing her at this point. At this point, I was concerned. And they drew up to my bed, and there were three on my left side, one on my right side. And they're the little four-foot bald guys with the gray skin and the black eyes. And I will tell you, when you see their eyes, there's no turning away from their eyes. They're hypnotic. You can't get away from it. It sort of became the my total view. It was their eyes. It's like the old saying, you know, beware if you look into the abyss, if it looks back. Well, this was looking back. They were all, you know, looking back at me. Four sets of very large black eyes. I didn't see them blink. And they seemed to be working like a surgical team. There was no communication that you could hear. But they attached these tubes to my chest. And I think possibly to my legs, although it was hard to see down that far. I couldn't move my head. And I felt like they were taking either blood or energy or both from me. Now, I've spoken with somebody from the DOD since this happened, and I told this story, and I said, they didn't take my DNA, they took all this blood, and the person told me, well, what do you think your blood is? That's pure DNA, that's the whole tamale, you know, it's, you know, if they had taken your semen or something, that's not the whole picture. They took blood, and that's your DNA, and that's what you offered them, so I guess that's what they took. I was horrified they were not communicating with me. I was scared that since they weren't communicating with me, that maybe they didn't have good intentions, that maybe I would be harmed or left for dead. One thing I didn't mention, there was a taller figure that was standing in the periphery of this hole in our wall, and he or she or it didn't move, And again, the light that was coming from this hole in our wall was so bright that you could really see any detail, but he was taller than the four little guys. And he just stood there. I'd read enough literature at that point that I knew that there was usually a tall being that would communicate with you and give you a peaceful, calming message. But I wasn't getting it, so I was scared. And at this point, you know, I'm thinking, well, maybe they're demons, you know. And I start praying, and in Jesus' name, go away, you know. They're not going away. They're not listening, and that's not working, you know. And I was very afraid. My experience, I think, you know, time becomes very weird and abstract and wonky when you're going through something like this. But I think it was about 10 to 15 minutes worth of time that it took them to do what they did. But after that, the tubes detached. They moved backwards on their own accord. It's not like they, you know, rolled them up or something. They just drew back into the hole in the wall. And the beings, they went back from which they came. They didn't turn around and ambulate around, you know. They didn't walk out. They didn't walk in. They were drawn away the same way that they were drawn towards me. The hole in the wall started spinning in the opposite direction. It was like in reverse what I watched happen before they came in. And the hole in the wall closed up. It was almost like if you turned an old school television off and you'd see the screen go to a little dot in the middle and then disappear. That's what it was like. This spinning galaxy-like portal, if I may call it that. I don't know what to call it. Wormhole, portal, Stargate, God knows what. But it closed up to a little tiny dot and disappeared. And our room was still you know, our room is still lit with this blue light that had no source, which is impossible. You know, light is composed of particles or waves, wavicles they call them, because they can't figure out why light is the way it is. It's quantum physics is like voodoo, and still is. The scientists can try their best to put, you know, scientific names to it, but they just don't understand it. And this didn't make any sense. The light was like the air itself was lit up somehow. The room got a little darker and a little darker, and I could start moving. And when I could finally move, I started yelling. And I woke up my wife. I shook her. And it took a lot of shaking to get her to come out of whatever semi-coma that they put her into. But when she came to, you know, and I'm like talking incoherently, I'm trying to explain to her, you know, aliens, you know, came, and her whole thing was, it's like, oh my God, you've joined this MUFON group. Is this what I have to look forward to in the future? You had a mental breakdown or something, you know. She thought I'd lost my mind. She wasn't having it. Even though the room was still flooded with light, you know, she wasn't having it. I get that. You know, if somebody had told me this story before it happened to me, I probably wouldn't have believed them. I would have thought they were making it up. But that was all she wrote for 2 nights. 2 nights later, the shoe was on the other foot. My wife was who was shaking me awake. It was like 2-3 in the morning. She's waking me up, shaking me again. There was this blue glow in our room, and my wife is pacing alongside the bed.
We'll have more. Yep. We're going to find out what your wife did next other than beat the tar out of you. Earl, yeah. Gene, and Tim, you're in
the Paracast.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Do you need a website? Well, you can get a great deal on hosting services with Namecheap's legendary coupon code. They're offering substantial hosting discounts on shared hosting, business hosting, VPS hosting, reseller hosting, and even dedicated servers. Namecheap is preferred by millions. It's backed by a money-back guarantee. Use the coupon code LEGENDARY to cash in on the special deal at Namecheap.com, Namecheap.com.
First came Attack of the Rockoids, and it was a critically acclaimed success. And now there is The Coming of the Protectors. A former military intelligence man is contacted by a space woman in a dream that turns out to be a nightmare, because evil forces on her distant planet are planning to conquer the Earth. This is gripping science fiction of the classic kind. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors. Find out more at rockoids.com. That's rockoids, rockoids.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes, too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
This is Jacques Vallée. You're listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
The fast question here, Earl, before we get on with your wife's encounter. Do you have children?
I have three. They're grown up, all adults. My youngest daughter won the California Historical Society Book of the Year award for her book called Alice. You can find it on Amazon or, you know, your favorite, wherever you order your books from, it'll be there. My son and my eldest daughter is a nurse, charge nurse at a major hospital. And none of them, they all love UFOs and ufology probably because because of me. Anyway. And I have three grandkids too.
Okay, have to educate the third generation into ufology. Let's go on with the experience by your wife.
Okay, so this was two nights after my experience. We didn't talk about what happened to me. By the way, it was almost as though we'd come to an agreement. This isn't going to be mentioned. And I hear that a lot from people that are experiencers. They won't talk about it for years sometimes. And a lot of people will forget everything. And then something will jar their memory and it all comes flooding back. That happened to a lot of people when they saw Whitley Strieber's communion book cover. You know, it's the first depiction that really was out there in public of the little gray creatures with the black eyes. And a lot of people saw that and their memories would come flooding back all of a sudden. And there's a lot of accounts. I mean, I hear this story from a lot of people. I was in the grocery store and it took everything within me not to scream and run away. So, but my wife was pacing alongside of our bed, and our room was still, it had blue light. It wasn't like hurting our eyes. It was calming again. But she's pacing alongside the right side of the bed, and she's going, "Oh my God, Earl, you need to tell your little friends that they need to leave us the..." I won't use the word because we're on the radio, right? Alone. I didn't sign up for this. That was all my wife had to say about it. Was just, but, you know, I never mentioned how tall they were, and she called them your little friends. So apparently she met the same guys. And then two nights after that happened, we both woke up. Our room was flooded with light again, but now it was also coming from outside of our house.
We both got up. We went to the window. My wife was on the left-hand side. I was on the right. We pulled the Venetian blinds. And it was like God was shining a spotlight right over our house. Whole backyard was lit up like somebody was just, you know, it was like daytime. You could see the shadows of every little leaf. It was just like just that distinct. And we're standing there, and I'm trying to look up through the window, but it was whatever it was probably just directly over the roof. Neighbors' porch lights were turning on, so I believe other people saw this. And we're looking at this, and we, both my wife and myself, we received a telepathic message. And this is the only time that I've had, I mean, I've had other, what I think were supernatural messages in my life, and some saved my skin. But this one we both heard in our heads. It was distinct. It was like a voice without a voice. It said, "Don't worry, it's just the neighbor's porch light." And Lisa and I, our eyes meet, and we start laughing our butts off. And we said in unison, "That's no porch light." And that's the extent of our weird week. Whatever was shining the spotlight down on our house, it suddenly clicked off. It was perfectly dark again. You couldn't hear a helicopter rotor. That would be the first thing I would think. Maybe a police helicopter. But no, it was perfectly silent. We were experiencing the Oz effect again. Third night in 1 week, where time seemed weird. Sounds were muffled to nothing. And that changed my life. It changed the way that I look at the universe, the way, you know, when the phenomena becomes personal. Before then, it was safe. You know, it was outside of my own purview of experience. After that, you know, it's like God. You know, it knows about me, you know. What do you do? And that's the only contact I've ever had as far as face-to-face stuff. And it was the weirdest thing, the weirdest way. We call it our weird week. That's the only way we can describe it, you know.
It's one of these situations, especially right there at the end with the bright light coming down, drawing attention when it seems obvious that whatever this phenomena is, it can be just as stealthy. Yet there it is, making this big grand play, so to speak, with the bright light. And the telepathic message, oh, it's just the...
They lied to us. They lied to us. Yeah. It's funny, you know. I don't know if it was supposed to be a joke. That's how we took it. You know, we were laughing at it because it was absurd. But, after investigating this phenomenon for the years I've been doing it and all these cases that I've closed, I believe that there's an intentional, see, it's almost like a signature of our visitors, is that there's always some absurd thing that they put in there. You know, it's like what's that one case that happened, I think, Wisconsin back in the early 60s, where the farmer saw the UFO come down, and the UFO nuts ask him for a pitcher of water from the well, and he brings it to him, and they cook pancakes for him, for God's sake. And they weren't even good pancakes. They were like these terrible buckwheat pancakes that were barely palatable. I mean, and this was one of Hynek's favorite cases. Jalen Hynek, the guy started out as a pure skeptic, but the witness himself, he was so convincing, and he passed lie detector test after lie detector test. So he believed that this happened to himself. You know,
well, they actually had, I guess, one of the Air Force, yes, had one of the pancakes, and yeah, it was on display for a while, apparently, in the cafeteria there at Wright-Patterson Base in Dayton.
Oh, God, I love that. I didn't know that. Oh, my God.
I wonder why someone hasn't gone to business selling official space people pancakes or E.T. pancakes.
Let's open it up. I know some good people that can, you know, put up a website, and we'll figure out the recipe. Apparently, it was just the stale buckwheat pancake, you know.
flying saucer people aren't very good cooks.
I guess not. I'm a good cook, and I'm a flying saucer person, I imagine. You know, I mean, if there's a flying saucer person, I imagine I'm it.
I would certainly, though, spruce up the recipe. You know, I do taste testing and make sure you don't have a few extra additives or flavorings in there. Maybe make it taste better than E.T. intended.
Yeah, I don't think that Anthony Bourdain would have given them a good review, you know. I mean, yeah. Anyway, but you know, intentional absurdity. A lot of cases are like that, you know, and some people see that as unfortunate. For me, it's like this tagline. It's a signature. I mean, I have one case where this woman was, when she was a little girl, she had a fatal lung disease, and she and her brother, there was a flying saucer landing in the middle of this forest where they lived. Their father was a park ranger. And these orbs appeared after the landing that they saw. And they were like the usual orbs, just kind of moving around. And then they would come up to the window and they became happy faces. Like, have a nice day, you know, from the 1970s. Like the yellow happy face with a little smile and the two eyes. But this woman was healed from this disorder. The second night this happened, the spherical, you know, MUFON doesn't like the word orb because it's used in, you know, like, you know, paranormal and stuff. They love to try to be scientific about this. And so I try not to use the word orb, but it was an orb, okay, about the size of a beach ball. And it came up to the window, and the last thing she remembered was the two black eyes and the useless slit of a mouth and the infantile nose looking right at her. She wakes up the next morning with a scab over half her face, and Mom had to use hot compresses to get it off of her.
And we'll get into more of these strange conditions, and that doesn't sound very pleasant. With Earl, Gene, and Tim, you're in
the Pedicast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Do you love reading about the mysteries of the universe? Do you wonder what secrets are hidden in the shadows of our own planet? If so, you won't want to miss these two amazing books by Tim R. Swartz and Sean Castile. In Mimics, The Others Among Us, you'll explore the world of the mimics of man, beings that can look like us but are not. They've been among us since the beginning of history, hiding in plain sight, influencing our culture in ways we can scarcely imagine. In Alien Artifacts, Incredible Evidence of Exotic Material from UFO Encounters, you'll discover the so-called hard evidence of UFOs that's been available for study this entire time, but for the most part has been ignored. These two books will open your eyes to a hidden reality that has been right in front of our eyes all along. That's Mimics, The Others Among Us, and Alien Artifacts, Incredible Evidence of Exotic Material from UFO Encounters by Tim R. Swartz and Sean Castile. Available now on Amazon.com.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.